This past Sunday, Ludvík Vaculík celebrated his 80th birthday. One of the Czech Republic's most well-known and respected writers, Ludvík Vaculík has been part of the Czech literary scene since the 1950s. He's written several novels, literally hundreds of essays, not to mention some of the most important political texts of 20th century Czechoslovak history. Linda Maštalíř brings us this profile of Ludvík Vaculík.
He was born in Brumov, near Zlín, South Moravia, on July the 23rd, 1926. Ludvík Vaculík started to toy with the written word when he was only 13. It was then that he began to keep a diary that would be published 45 years later under the title The Indian Book. Ludvík Vaculík says that it was the only time in his life when he actually enjoyed writing, when writing came easily and he knew exactly what to say. Jerry Turner first met Ludvík Vaculík in 1976, when he was asked to interpret between the Czech writer and Tom Stoppard, the Czech-British playwright who was visiting Czechoslovakia. By then, the communist authorities had banned Vaculík from publishing, and his texts were circulating in the Samizdat underground. It was what Jerry Turner describes as a turning point, and though the two men did not see one another again for 10 years, Jerry Turner, known as A.G. Brain in those days, translated many of the author's texts into English during the 1970s and 1980s. He recalls two of Ludvík Vaculík's essays that still stand out after all these years.
Well, the one that immediately stands out for me is the feuilleton that he wrote at the time of Chernobyl, which I translated, where he is with Hanslik and Zlín. I think it's one of the funniest pieces of writing I've ever read, because it is so understated, and the horror of the situation comes through in a very insidious way. It is done in, one can only call it shorthand, the way that he operates. I would compare it in many ways to its strength with the feuilleton he wrote just after the demonstrations in Prague at the beginning of 1989, when he wrote one called Komunismus je bytí. And there, again, he can convey in a very downbeat way a very horrific situation. And therein lies his power as a writer. He's not an emphatic writer.
Though his critics may not always agree with what he writes, few would claim that Ludvík Vaculík is anything less than a master of the written word. At 80, he still writes a weekly column for the Daily Lidovanoviny newspaper, and he's currently preparing another collection of diary-type entries for publication. As always, Ludvík Vaculík will give Czech readers something to think about.
That report by Linda Maštalíř, and we'll learn more about Ludvík Vaculík's career in a special program on Tuesday here on Radio Prague.